Angela Merkel, the former long-term Chancellor of Germany. She was in an interview and she let it slip that she thinks they'll still be fighting, Ukraine and Russia will still be fighting that war in 10 years' time. They want it to keep it going. The military-industrial complex are cashing in. And they're having an opportunity to test all battlefield weapons real time, and they're loving it. But I mean, it is actually NATO that's fighting Russia. It's not Ukraine. When we have been firing, UK have been firing Storm Shadow missiles for 2.5 years with UK technicians out of our missiles, out of Ukraine, into Russia. And the French have been doing the same with the Scalps, and you Americans, you've been doing the same with your Attackums.
We gave them, I believe, $350 billion, but let's say it's something less than that, but it's a lot. And we have to equalize with Europe because Europe has given a very much smaller percentage than that. I think Europe has given 100 billion and we've given, let's say, 300 plus. And it's more important for them than it is for us. We have an ocean in between and they don't.
American missiles.
They would like to be able to do that. We'll take a look at it. They have air surveillance.
I mean, how can you say we're not at war with Russia when, if Russia occupied or had a deal with Scotland and they were put their missiles into Scotland and were firing them at London, I think we'd say we're at war with Russia. We're in exactly that situation. Russia do not want to have a war with Europe or NATO. They've only got 144 million people. The combined population of NATO countries is 975 million. It wouldn't. Russia's already the largest country in the world. They've got between $70 and $90 trillion of identified natural resources. That's the reason that the BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street want NATO to engage in a war with Russia.
And let me just stop you and back you up. They said our new business model is a wartime economy. It'll last 20 or 30 years. We will win the conventional war. We don't think Russia will ever go nuclear. And then we will break Russia up in five parts. That is Napoleonic. It's Hitlerian. And now they're back again saying it. And so, and I agree with you, we've got 900 million people. And then,
and Alex, we've done all this before. In 1991, when we told the Russians that, or the Soviet Union, let us have East Germany and let us reunify Germany. We'll never move EU and NATO an inch east of there. We've moved 1,000 miles since. What did we end up with in East Germany? We ended up with a lot of old Soviet weapons, enormous. They were sent to Yugoslavia in 1991. That's what created the war in Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia was a competitor organization to the European Union and NATO. We destroyed those countries. And then we picked apart and took what we wanted. We balkanized them in the Balkans.
Germany had free LNG and gas and energy with Angela Merkel and Putin. They were like this. I hope you don't edit this out. They were best friends until 2014. And there was a CIA coup d'etat in Kiev with Victoria Nuland. Look it up. And then it was Biden and Burisma and profit and money laundering.
So we took Croatia and Slovenia into NATO and the EU pretty quickly. We've had Montenegro since, and we blame the Serbs for it. The EU and NATO, we created that war in the Balkans. And if you remember, we bombed Belgrade for many, many months. There's no way they could fight back against us. We're not wearing the white hats in this, Alex, and I'm ashamed of what part we've played in wars in Europe.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at alexjoneslive.com.
All right, it's Friday. We're live. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
alexjoneslive.com.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing on my back. I was born to bring trouble wherever I'm at. Got a number 13 tattooed on my neck. Her ink starts to itch, black gold turns to red. I was born in the soul of misery.
Fan-made intros we've been sent. Wild stuff. It is Friday, June 19th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. Have three big guests coming up today. I'll tell you about coming up in a little bit. Iran says Israel's broken the deal by blasting the living hell out of more Christians, ancient 2,000-year-old communities in Lebanon. Israel says they're taking southern Lebanon. Ben-Gavir, the national security head, says that. Netanyahu says it. We're literally being held hostage. This is beyond treason. And now they're blaming J.D. Vance for the peace still falling apart when it's Israel that drug us into this war. Absolutely insane. Iran declares the Strait of Hormuz closed again after U.S. lifts blockade because Israel struck Lebanon with giant carpet bombing strikes, and we have drone and satellite footage of southern Lebanon that just shows before and after in the last year, and Israel directly knows this can keep Iran in the war, and so they're deliberately continuing it, and to be as provocative as possible, they are saying they are going to continue on. So we'll get to that coming up here in just a few minutes and show you the carpet bombing before and after images and more today. The stuff coming out of Europe and the UK and Australia is so insane that I can't even believe it. And I feel like I'm a bad person if I don't show you everything I've seen. But at the same time, there are so many hundreds of new clips a day, new clips of children being stabbed and murdered by Muslims, of women being raped, murdered, of babies being raped and murdered, not just by the Muslims, but by the LGBT Satan cults, the government protecting them, letting invaders out of jail after they rape small children with no jail time, leftists caught burning crosses and blaming it on Trump supporters, all sorts of false flags, and then you know it's an Islamic or some type of invader because it's now been out over a day and a half. And they say, well, we're not going to tell you because it'll shock the public, and this person's not fit for interview, So you never learn until a few years later who did it. And then you know, that's over a year old, the fellow getting stabbed five times by the Sikh and the police not giving him aid. You know, that was over a year ago, but the Sikh just got convicted. So then you learn about it. Then you learn they've redacted most of the footage where they made fun of the guy dying. And his family stood around and made fun of him and said, nobody's going to believe you. In the 10 minutes before the police got there, and they sat there till he bled to death. Once the police got there, they just let him die. That happened over a year ago. Well, there's all these new cases that have come to conclusion where they take a Christian family's 8-month-old baby, 9-month-old baby, and then 4 months later, it is raped to death with its organs smashed out, its guts hanging out. I'm sorry to be gross here. Its body just beaten to death by being raped by pedophiles. And even though the social workers knew it was happening, they did nothing. It's just ongoing. And I have case after case after case. Just to study each one is horrifying. That's the nature of this. That's how that's how evil operates. We have that, and then stuff like this. Man arrested after toddler ended up in crocodile enclosure, not fit for interview and release. But the local newscast in England, in Cambridgeshire, report that a man grabbed the 3-year-old and purposely threw him over the fence into the crocodile pool. And now they're saying they won't tell you who the guy is because it'll anger the public. So that tells you what's going on. So now they're literally feeding children. He's fighting for his life. The invaders, and I'd say about 99% chance that's why you're not being told. If it was a white guy, it'd be all over the news right now. About a 99% chance it's an invader. They're now feeding children to crocodiles. Now, didn't have that on my bingo card. Now, every few days you see in Europe or the United States or anywhere else in the West that they have subways that white people, men, women, and children are thrown onto the tracks to be run over. So you think feeding people to the trains, to the subway trains, is bad enough. Now they're fed directly to the crocodiles. And so I was going through all the stuff I sent the crew, and it's literally hundreds of new videos of stuff like this. And there's been other cases before of invaders in Western countries throwing children into tiger and lion cages. So they've got to really brought this to an art form. And I guess they're being politically correct. They're not even going to kill the crocodile. But you know, it's not like it's even the crocodile's fault. You throw a dead chicken in there. That's what they normally feed them. Or you throw some beef in there. You throw a live human in to a bunch of saltwater crocodiles. They're the largest and most deadly reptile on the planet Earth today. What do you expect is going to happen? So I gotta tell you, man, these invaders they're bringing in are beyond third world. They're like fifth world or something. It's just not even comprehensible that this goes on, but it does. And then there's other stuff that I don't even know what to say. Because it doesn't even make me mad at this point. It is the injustice. It is the bizarreness. It is the compendium of what's been done to myself and the crew and my family and to InfoWars. The way the CIA and FBI created the fake lawsuits, all the things they did. 2 years ago, they got caught in federal court doing a fake auction that was criminal. They lied to the court, so they'd had an auction and basically given it to Bloomberg's gun control group. That's who owns The Onion, is the Everytown Group, with the former head censor at MSNBC. The counterpart at CNN would be Brian Stelter. They've now announced all over the news, The Onion says it won't wait for the courts. Will launch InfoWars to pay Sandy Hook families. It means that they've raised $300 million off my name. It's just PR firms of the 20 families. It's four families, and they're the ones that run the big charities and raise all the money. It's always the families. Oh, well, we don't need a court. We're just going to say we're InfoWars and operate as that. It's totally illegal, but they just don't care. That's just an example of how bizarre these people are and how they believe they're above the law. They just say, oh, we're going to defy the Third Court of Appeals. We're going to defy the federal court blocking us from doing this. We're doing it for the children. it's wild how they can do basically whatever they want. Then, of course, it came out 2 days ago, the giant mass rape, human trafficking, child trafficking inquiry. And it's the numbers at 500,000 plus now over 20 years, mainly girls, all white. And they have the Muslims testifying that, well, under Islam, we don't rape non-Muslims, but we're allowed to rape anybody that isn't a Muslim, sell them drugs, put them in sex slavery, you name it. And you have the UK government threatening to jail anybody that repeats anything that's in the inquiry. And that ties into feeding children to crocodiles now in the UK and just all the rest of it. And it ties into Jimmy Savile, who raped and tortured and killed in many cases. Some of the 450 children he's documented have done that in satanic rituals. He's the top confidant of King Charles. And now in the UK, I have new examples of young women, girls being raped, and the police admit they were raped, but because they screamed too loud, they disturbed the peace, they are then arrested. I wonder if they'll arrest the three-year-old who screamed while the crocodile ripped off his hands and reportedly part of his leg and tried to swallow him. Screaming when the crocodile eats you is an offense. So you cannot make this up. They are all just testing and seeing what they can get away with. And Jimmy Savile's specialty was all over England. He would go and visit terminally ill children, and magically, while he was there in the middle of the night, they would die. And then he would take their bodies to a satanic temple he had and rape them. A lot of times they'd say they were already dead, but they would take them in an ambulance and torture them, drink their blood. This is, by the way, mainstream news. This is confirmed. And then bring the dead body back, sucked dry. And British lords and everyone would join in on the feasting. And then you read all the stuff in the Epstein files, the stuff they released. They held back 3 million plus files, released 3 million. It's all in there about eating the children, torturing the children, the sex slaves, and more. So just remember, it's even worse than you and I can imagine. Meanwhile, the entire world is turning against Trump right now. It's a total setup. And whereas Trump deserves criticism for being led by the nose into this war, the main perpetrators and the main lobbying group that is running it is Israel. But you notice when you look at the headlines all over the corporate media, from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Drudge Report, it's all about Trump and how this destroyed his administration and destroyed his legacy. Then I have all these clips of Ben-Gvir and the usual suspects, Netanyahu saying, we're not going to ever let you have peace because we're going to keep bombing our neighbors, and that's just the way it is, and we'll hit Iran whenever we want, so there will be no peace deal. So that's all basically locked down and nailed down. That's coming up. And then, of course, we knew this back in 2020 when it all first broke, 6+ years ago. And we knew that Obama had a national initiative at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in conjunction with over a dozen other universities like the University of Texas at Galveston, and that they had a job to weaponize SARS and weaponize the cold bug. And they even bragged before they released COVID, don't worry, they'll send me a respiratory virus out of China that'll bring in our new global UN treaty and medical tyranny and medical ID. And so we knew from Francis Boyle and many other insiders what was going on. And then it came out in the emails and text messages that Fauci had a gain-of-function program with COVID-19 and a bunch of other viruses. And James O'Keefe, before he got kicked out of Veritas, got the head of Pfizer's mRNA program when he thought he was going on a gay date to say, yeah, we've already made the viruses. We've made new variants of COVID-19. We'll then release those from time to time as part of our business model. Remember that? People couldn't even believe it was real. Turned out it was real. That was the vice president. But the guy that was bad was James O'Keefe, not the guy bragging about it. Well, now Tulsi Gabbard has released the actual documents, other secret documents that she got from the other 16 intelligence agencies in her final act today, leaving office. And she was kicked out by Trump. That's been confirmed. They just used the story of her husband having cancer, which he does have, as a way to try to go gracefully. But because she was right about the Iran war being a setup and would be a failure, and because she was right about Fauci and all the rest of it, she is bye-bye The word is RFK Jr. will be gone after July 4th. I hope that's not the case, but it's coming from very credible sources. So we'll continue to track that. But bombshell, Gabbard releases never-before-seen docs exposing Fauci for lying to Congress, providing millions in U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund dangerous gain-of-function research, particularly with COVID-19 itself. I know for this audience, you've seen the documents, that's old news. We got it from whistleblowers like Dr. Huff, who was the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, and you know, many others. But now we have U.S. government documents. And we know that Fauci went to the CIA right when the COVID hysteria began and led a task force with John Hopkins, same folks that created Operation Lockstep 10 years before, in 2010, planning the lockdowns, planning the hysteria, planning the fear, planning it all. So DNI Gabbard reveals evidence of U.S. taxpayer-funded global biolab program. A few days before that, she exposed the bioweapon labs that they took over from the Russians in Ukraine that Obama then funded to create bioweapons. So, yes, it validates and vindicates everything we've been saying. And she's a very valiant person and an example of the type of leadership we need in government. She left her own party saying they were pure evil, which they are. She believed the promises of Trump being anti-war because he'd done that in his first admin. And to a great extent, Trump has been better than Democrats, but his change in course has been so dramatic that it's forced a lot of people like her to basically, you know, begin to speak out. So very, very commendable. And with more people like her, we have a good chance of saving civilization. Here is her 5-minute breakdown on this new information that she's also published on the official government Office of National Intelligence website. Here it is.
Before the COVID pandemic, Dr. Fauci, as head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, provided millions in U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund dangerous gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, work which is now widely viewed as the source of the unintentional lab leak that sparked the pandemic. Now, in support of President Trump's maximum transparency mandate, today, on my final day as Director of National Intelligence, I'm releasing never-before-seen communications and documents that expose exactly how Fauci worked with politicized career leadership in the intelligence community to suppress the truth about his actions, the virus's lab leak origins, and his role in directing U.S. funding for this dangerous research that caused immeasurable harm and countless lost lives. Now, these documents expose Fauci's direct role in influencing and manipulating IC assessments on COVID-19 and how Fauci lied to Congress in 2024 when under oath he denied knowledge of or participation in discussions with intelligence officials about viral research. We also received testimony from multiple intelligence community whistleblowers who reported retaliation for challenging the intelligence community's manipulation of intelligence on the virus's origins, once again revealing a clear pattern of suppressing dissent, silencing critics, and burying the truth. Dr. Fauci's close relationships with the intelligence community enabled him to assume three key roles that shield him from scrutiny. First, Dr. Fauci funded dangerous gain-of-function coronavirus research linked to Big Pharma and their pursuit of universal vaccines worth trillions of dollars. Second, Dr. Fauci was the behind-the-scenes advisor who, alongside his hand-picked so-called experts, pushed the intelligence community to endorse a natural animal origin to hide his dangerous gain-of-function research that he funded using taxpayer dollars, all of this in a deliberate attempt to cover up the truth and shift the blame and attention away from Fauci's own actions. Third, Dr. Fauci became the nation's pandemic pundit, and he publicly pushed lies, disinformation, and censorship using every platform available. Now, according to hundreds of reviewed emails, which are included in this release, the intelligence community almost always incorporated Fauci's recommendations. He promoted a fraudulent paper whose publication he helped prompt as legitimate information for intelligence community consideration. Senior analysts praised Dr. Fauci not as a policymaker, but as what they called an unbiased guide to the real coronavirus experts, while deliberately ignoring experts who might dissent from Fauci's narratives. Now, Fauci didn't stop there. He blatantly lied to Congress under oath during his 2024 testimony to the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, denying that he ever spoke to any intelligence agency about COVID. Now, the correspondence I'm releasing today directly contradicts his sworn testimony. Now, we received statements from multiple whistleblowers revealing that the intelligence analysts who dared to challenge Dr. Fauci's COVID origin conclusions faced threats of retaliation, marginalization, and many suffered career setbacks. For example, a contractor was terminated just days after coming forward to ODNI as a whistleblower. Another example, those who advocated for the lab leak hypothesis or expressed dissenting views were reminded by their managers that leadership would determine which analysts would be promoted and which would not. The message was clear: go along or be punished. Now, senior leaders also sought to undermine whistleblowers by removing anonymity, which is required in the whistleblower process, as they made their complaints, and also insisting that their managers or attorneys be present during ODNI meetings where these whistleblowers were coming forward with their testimony, obviously creating an atmosphere of intimidation. The COVID pandemic caused tremendous hardship and pain for millions of our fellow Americans and countless people around the world. Now, after years of lies and censorship and cover-ups, the American people deserve transparency, truth, and accountability. The tactics that were used to hide the truth are straight from the deep state playbook. Politicized self-serving leaders like Dr. Fauci covered up their own wrongdoing and abuses of power, manipulated intelligence, lied to Congress, and undermined a duly elected president by restricting his access to the vital facts he needed to keep the country safe. It's time you know the truth.
So she did her job on Crossfire Hurricane, on Arctic Frost, on all the illegal spying on American people with FISA, including myself and President Trump. She exposed it all. And now she's been run out of the administration. And if you think Todd Blanche is going to indict Fauci or any other criminals that created COVID-19 under Obama's orders, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'm ready to sell you right now. And some oceanfront property in Arizona, and from my front porch you can see the sea. All right, we're going to come back, and I'm going to get into the Iran situation. I'm not going to spend a lot of time, though. It's a huge story, but it's just more of the same. But I'll just get into the latest developments. The deal's broken. Israel blew the living hell out of Lebanon again. It's over 40,000 homes destroyed, hundreds of churches, all sorts of ancient crusade castles built by Christians. They're just blowing the snot out of it all and saying, we're taking it. And Israel has said, we're not leaving southern Lebanon, we're taking it, which is a no deal for Iran because that's part of the greater Israel project. And it's just to see Israel engage in this open, villainous activity it's part of the larger plan they've got to create a clash of civilizations. We'll get into that. And then they're now feeding children to crocodiles.
Tell your friends. And you can get Alex through the Alex Jones app as well, alexjonesapp.com. You know, especially you young people, the Zoomers listening to me, go help your grandparents. I literally, when I was in Colorado, was like installing the app on my grandmother's phone, doing the shortcut to the Rumble channel so she could always find the live stream. Technology's moving. We're moving with it, and we got to make sure to pull everybody along with us. And, of course, you can support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. We have incredible products there. I'm kind of a sucker for all of the products that we have at thealexjonesstore.com because they're all awesome. And it's like, it's not a thing I'm getting paid to do, right? Like I could always carry around my old wallet, but I got the new wallet because it's so awesome. And I've been so happy with it the entire time. Now we have these premium nylon tactical belts available at thealexjonesstore.com. They're only $39.99 and they are of equivalent design, quality, standards, aesthetics, just amazing stuff. You will never be disappointed with the quality of items at thealexjonesstore.com. Whether it's the supplements or the gear like this, it's always top-notch, just like we try to keep our coverage always top-notch. Might be an ironic thing to say for a belt that has no notches. It is a heavy-duty nylon webbing with smooth automatic ratchet buckle, so there's no holes, no notches, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You just adjust it to exactly where you want it, and it stays there. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit, whether you're out working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or on the move. We've got three unique designs, the Cross Edition, the 1776 Edition, and the Alex Jones Signature Edition. You can get each one of these for under $40, but for a limited time, you can get all three designs bundled together for only $99. If you want my advice, they make fantastic gifts, so if you want one, go ahead and get all three, and then give your least favorite two out as gifts. Heck, buy six and give three of them out as gifts. And of course, the America 250 Birthday Limited Edition 4th of July apparel sale is on. Folks, 4th of July is coming up quick. You're not going to want to be out there wearing like a purple shirt, right? You're going to want to be decked out head to toe in the most patriotic gear you can find. And the best place to get it, hands down, is thealexjonesstore.com. This collection right now is 30% off. So again, you're running out of time to get this before July 4th, so it's delivered and you can wear it with pride on Independence Day, coming up very, very quickly. Go now, thealexjonesstore.com. Check out the America 250 Limited Edition 4th of July Apparel Collection. It's 30% off right now. We also have gravity-fed water filter systems back in stock, because we are, at the end of the day, but humble water filter salesmen here trying to both provide, because it's always the way we've been. You've got to not just combat this stuff at the political level, you've got to protect yourself in the meantime. In other words, they put chemicals in the water. We want to be activists, we want to be protesters, we want to be running for office to get that changed, to get the stuff removed from the water. In the meantime, filter your water. It goes like that. Destroying Tyranny Since 1776, Betsy Ross snake t-shirt. It's like, how many band logos can you put on a single shirt? How many logos that would get you kicked out of the U.S. military or investigated by the FBI can we put on a shirt? Because believe it or not, that is the state of freedom of this in this country, at least a few years ago. Do you remember there was a serial, like a list of symbols that had been banned by the U.S. Army for, you know, extremist ties? Embrace freedom and our symbols and our history unapologetically, proudly, and by going to thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So in closing, on Tulsi Gabbard's last day as the National Director of Intelligence, oversight of the other intelligence agencies, removed for doing her job, delivering Trump the goods, proving Obama and the Democrats and Hillary illegally spied on him and ran dirty tricks against him and the American people, she's removed, and Todd Blanche is being set up to be the head AG officially, not just the interim one. More 3D chess from Trump. Gabbard drops Fauci COVID-19 receipts on last day. He funded the research, cooked the cover story, then lied to Congress. And that's the rest of the story. And if you hold your breath waiting for anybody to be prosecuted, I think you might be holding your breath for a very, very long time, unfortunately. Now, let's look at Iran. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this, even though it's very important, because you already know the story. How many days are we into the war now? 110 days? 111? I don't know. Let's put it on screen. We've heard over, it's got to be almost 50 times now. I stopped counting in the 40s. Yeah, it's day 111. So it's been 111 days plus. And as soon as Trump announced the peace deal was done last week on his birthday, Sunday, I guess the first day of this week on his 80th birthday, I saw all the white pillars, all the people that just support whatever Trump does, whether it's right or wrong. They said, see, where's your new war, Alex? Finally, you know, the war is over. See, they've been saying that over 40 times that he does this. And then Israel said, we're not going to stop. We're going to keep attacking Iran, and we're going to keep attacking Lebanon, and we're going to keep southern Lebanon, and all these non-starters. That's the first part of their deal is that. Trump had verbally agreed to that as a framework. Wasn't hard for me to predict Sunday when Israel said, we're not going to follow this, we're going to intentionally sabotage it, that they would do that. And they started bombing the hell out of Lebanon again. So it wasn't a hard prediction. It's like, hit yourself with a hammer, get a bruise. Jump off a 5,000-foot cliff, die at the bottom, unless you have a parachute. I mean, this is just idiotically simple. And it's derailing the economy. It makes the U.S. look absolutely ineffectual and pathetic. The entire global media and other governments are piling on, and now even the Italian president has come out and said Trump's completely full of crap on a whole bunch of fronts. And so Trump's numbers just sink, the lowest of any modern president, from the highest of any modern president just a year ago. This is an unmitigated disaster. Trump admin made the turn from being on fire with Doge and the border and everything and getting jobs back. They were just 99% on target. They were way overperforming. I was beside myself because I studied the issues. A lot of listeners are like, why are you brown nosing? I wasn't. I was, this is like, this is biblically good. And then we start changing course and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And Iran said, if they keep hitting southern Lebanon, they're hitting us. We are not going to do the deal. Trump said, don't worry. They're not going to do it. Well, he said that a month ago. Remember, he goes, Israel, enough's enough. Stop it. Israel starts bombing again immediately. And I got clips of Ben-Gavir and of Netanyahu and all of them over the weekend saying, we're not stopping. We're going to continue this. It's the same thing they always say. So Trump should have never been drug into this. We should never have been drug into this. 112 days ago, Israel struck the day before we did. Secretary of State admitted we had to because, quote, Israel was going in and they needed our help. And here we are being led around by the nose by Israel. And you got Miriam Adelson coming out and saying Trump has betrayed Israel. In fact, I had that in my stack, but I can't find it. I was digging around in the break. Will you guys give me that article again? So she's the big casino magnate whose husband was such a big supporter of Trump. They gave him over $300 million in this last campaign. And look, Trump's been pro-Israel. I don't want to blow Israel up. I'm not anti-Israel. But when Israel tries to run our country and tries to openly run our foreign and domestic policy, which it's doing, and openly brags about controlling Congress, we've got a big problem. Now they want to take over our intelligence, our military. I know you already know all of that. It's just unbelievable. Yep, top Trump donor Miriam Adelson's newspaper runs scathing open letter to Prez. You have failed. What did Tucker tell him in the last phone call he had with him over 2 months ago? He said, you have failed, Mr. President. Your goal to keep us out of war has failed. You've got to turn back now. That's right when Joe Kent resigned and said, sir, I appreciate being appointed here. I support you overall, but we bit off more than we can chew. The mullahs aren't going to fall right away. They're going to close the Strait of Hormuz to trigger a wider war. It's going to cut off energy and fertilizer. Please don't do this. And he got called a traitor. Well, now Miriam Adelson says he's not doing enough. I thought it was about just getting their WMDs. No, it's about regime change. So now the New York Post reports, doesn't tell you why, Iran declares the Strait of Hormuz closed again after U.S. lifts blockade. But it's because Israel is striking southern Lebanon, has already taken much of it, and says they're going to stay there. Iran floats insurance fees as it asserts control over the Strait of Hormuz. Talks between the U.S. and Iran are called off because of fighting in Lebanon, officials say. Love how AP spins it. Fighting. They're not firing missiles at Israel right now. No, Israel's attacking. Vance delays trip to Switzerland to lead new U.S. talks with Iran on its nuclear program. You see? Derailed by Israel. They said they would do it, but you read the corporate headlines, you don't even know that. You go to the Israeli newspapers or go to the Israeli sites, it's Benjamin Netanyahu and all of them on TV saying, we're to continue, we're taking southern Lebanon. So this war is about greater Israel. It's about expanding Israel. Trump to spend weekend at Camp David after signing memorandum of understanding with Iran that's already been blown out of the water. Benjamin Netanyahu is now holding the world hostage and openly admits he will not comply with any peace deal, instead moving forward with his greater Israel agenda. Netanyahu says he wants to control all of Gaza and will continue the war in Lebanon. We do not leave as long as Israel's security arrangements are not in place. It's time for Benjamin Netanyahu to be arrested. That's what Shadow of Ezra said. Here's another one. Israel is forced to stand alone. Israel will stand alone. Benjamin Netanyahu. Here's President Trump rebuking Israel over its war against Hezbollah. Israel's fighting Hezbollah too long and too many people are being killed. Israel can't do the job without killing everybody else. He'll do the job. Syria will do the job. Well, that was over the weekend. You see how Israel, that was Monday, has now responded. Rubio lets Vance take the fall as Iran deal questions mount. Yeah, Trump wasn't joking when he said, we'll just blame Vance. Certainly Trump won't take the blame, though it was Vance behind the scenes said, don't go to war, Israel's setting us up. Just like Gabbard, he'll now be demonized. Trump reportedly said, political reports, everybody just needs to copy what I say. Trump vented anger with Vance over Iran messaging. So let's go to some of these clips. Here is J.D. Vance, clip 41, because he's come out in a bunch of speeches and said, Israel should not be in control of our government. Israel should not be calling the shots. Benjamin Netanyahu is not always right. He knows to distance himself from this because this will annihilate him when he runs for office. Plus, it's the right thing to do what he's doing. But some folks like Fuentes said, oh, he's just positioning himself. He's not said enough. And Fuentes kind of focused narrowly on some of Vance's statements. Maybe he hasn't seen these other clips. But Vance is like, listen, Israel, you can't just kill everybody. That's not the answer to everything. You can't just, again, blow up whole cities to say you're getting a few bad guys. You can't do this. So hats off to Vance. He's the most prominent person with any huevos inside the administration to say no to all this. And a lot of people boil this down to really black and white. Oh, well, the mullahs are bad. I mean, I don't agree with their Shiite ideology and things they do, but the mullahs aren't running our politics over here like Israel. They're not trying to teach, you know, our little boys to want to cut their penises off. If you actually look at most of the terror, it's been funded by the CIA, British intelligence, and Israel, creating Hamas, funding ISIS, Al-Qaeda, protecting them. I mean, that's the reality. We're told, hey, let Israel do whatever it wants. It's fighting the Muslims. Meanwhile, it's got a bunch of the most radical Muslims on the payroll that they use as a pretext to then be able to take over the countries. Then the radical Muslims move to the next country, tear it up for a few years, then Israel comes in with Turkey and others, removes them, and then Israel continues to put in governments it wants by putting the radical Muslims in so they can be the hero and go in and take them out, just like Israel founded Hamas, just like Israel stood down on October 7th, just like they've been funding them since the 80s, but Netanyahu doubled their funding about 5 years ago, right up until the day of October 7th. And still no investigation into that stand down 7.5 hours before any military or helicopters or troops were sent. It was all auxiliary troops under their own leadership who took matters in their own hands that went down and fought Hamas that was backed by Hezbollah. And all the pro-Muslim people got mad at me back on October 7th. I said, no, clearly Iran's involved. Clearly they're running these proxy armies. That's on record. And they really miscalculated here because Israel now can legitimately come after them. Well, they've now definitely paid them back 100 times more than they got. But at the end of the day, you can't, with any certainty, remove the mullahs. It's a very low probability, as the Pentagon warned, before this all started. And they were right. So again, it's something that's not working. Explain that to Miriam Adelson and all these people. And again, you're claiming you want to just stabilize things and have Israel not hit by missiles. But really, you intend to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and take over most of the Middle East in your own admission. So that's what I'm really not signing on to. And they're not hiding that in Israel. They're very public about that. Well, I didn't sign up. I don't think you signed up to be the muscle, the enforcers for Israel in its living space, Lebensraum colonization operation. So here's J.D. Vance, pretty strong statement. It's accurate. About Israel thinking killing people is the way to go every time. And then I've got some other important clips we'll go to. Here it is.
Yeah, you've seen people in their system, Ben-Gavir and Smotrich, who've attacked the deal. And I guess my response to them would be, what is your exact proposal? And, you know, you're a country of 9 million people. You can't just kill your way out of solving every single national security problem that you have. Look at what.
And then here's a top Israeli leaders reject the U.S.-Iran peace deal and call for more war. It's clip 42.
He says the state of Israel must not accept the ceasefire between the United States and Iran. We must act with clear and uncompromising conscience. The security of the citizens of the state of Israel is above all else. A sovereign state is not a contractor for any superpower. It is not bound by agreements that block its ability to protect its people. We must continue, he says, to demolish the houses in southern Lebanon. We must continue to push back the residents of southern Lebanon. We must continue to eliminate Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. We love President Trump, but we do not accept the agreement he signed. And we must continue on our path. Here's Smotrich. He says the agreement with Iran is bad, is an bad agreement for Israel and the entire free world. Iran must not have nuclear weapons. We must not accept a reality in which the extremist regime in Tehran is continued to advance towards its goal. Yair Golan, with a stroke of a pen, the tremendous military achievements of our pilots in the skies of Iran and the heroism of our fighters on Lebanese soil were erased. All this while Netanyahu simply stands by as a criminal defendant indicted, as a weak, ill, as isolated and ineffective person.
What I will say, and this does bother me, is that you've seen people within Bibi's cabinet who have come out and attacked the deal, and in some ways very personally attacked the President of the United States. And I guess my message to them would be twofold. Number one, Donald J. Trump is the only head of state in the entire world who is sympathetic to the nation of Israel at this moment in time. And he happens to be the head of state of the world superpower. If I was in the cabinet of the Israeli government, I might not be attacking the only powerful ally that I have anywhere left in the entire world. And the second message I would give to some of those cabinet members, Bibi, to his credit, has not gone down this path, but to some of these cabinet members in Israel who are attacking the President of the United States, the other thing that I would say is that over the last 3 months, two-thirds of the defensive weapons that have protected your homeland have been built by American hands and paid for by American tax dollars. The problem for Israel is not Donald J. Trump. And anybody in Israel who thinks their biggest problem is the President of the United States needs to wake up and smell the reality of the situation that country is in. Thank you all.
All right, so I like to show you Vance's comment about Israel wanting to kill everybody. I think that's the answer that isn't getting the traction it needs. Then I show you some of what he's talking about, proving what he said is true with Ben-Gavir and others who's really run the show over there. He saw his other ministers openly talking trash about Netanyahu to his face. He was there at those meetings. And that's why I said, you think Netanyahu's bad? He is soft compared to these guys. Okay, these guys are crazy. I mean, Ben-Gavir goes to detainees, men, women, children, and starts beating them up on TV himself. I mean, he's just nuts. And then here's the clip Nick Fuentes. The last clip was what Nick Fuentes talked about, where he says, hey, we're your only ally. You should really watch it. Which is what you should tell Israel if you actually do care about them. I mean, this is out of control, folks, when you see where this leads next. You think the whole world's going to let Israel just keep taking everything, and they want Egypt, and they want Turkey, and they want Lebanon, and they want everything? It's crazy. So Nick is saying that, you know, Vance is doing this to politically save himself. Well, who cares? It's the right thing to do. And I like Vance. People ask, why do I like Vance? I've studied him. I've watched him. He defended me when I was being censored, before he ran for Senate, when he ran for Senate, once he was a senator. He's got a really good voting record. He comes off very smart, very nice. And then Marco Rubio is very articulate and very capable, but he's a neocon. And I've got the people attacking Vance and Trump, the very same members of Netanyahu's government, literally worshiping. I've got the articles and videos here saying, don't worry, you'll be the next president. You'll be what Trump should have. So Marco Rubio, folks, is who you need to be worried about. You got the corporate media constantly pushing him over Vance. So we need to get in position here to support Vance. I know for whatever reason it's fashionable to attack Vance and act like he's the establishment just because he knows Peter Thiel and people. I mean, I don't see that as the case, folks. And if you can find somebody better as the Republican nominee come 2028, please tell me. But I support J.D. Vance. Here's Nick Fuentes on that.
Seems that they are very unhappy with Israel. And they're not hiding it. Today, Vice President J.D. Vance defended the MOU at a press conference, and he really put Israel on blast. He reminded the Israelis that President Trump is the only world leader that still supports Israel, and said that Israel has only survived because of weapons that were made by Americans and given to them by America. And basically saying, you owe us. You owe us for your continued existence. You owe us for your defense and survival. And so now you better get in line. It's interesting, though, the way that he says these things. I saw a lot of people today say, well, doesn't this mean that J.D. Vance is based? Doesn't this mean that he's our guy? He's against Israel? Pay very close attention to what he said specifically. Because the way that he phrased every single thing at this press conference today, there's almost no position taken. A position is being implied, and you can interpret a position from what is being said, but what Vance is saying is strictly a matter of fact. And what I mean by that is, for example, he says, Donald Trump is the only world leader that still supports Israel. Well, that's simply a matter of fact. That's actually not a position. So there's not an opinion being expressed. There's not a position being articulated. Now, you might interpret a position. Maybe a position is being implied, but a position is not being articulated. You understand the difference? He says Trump is the only world leader that supports Israel. That is just a factual statement. He says the weapons that Israel uses to defend itself have been built by Americans. Another statement of fact, not a position. Now, the only thing that Vance said, I think, that constitutes any type of position is that Israel is maybe killing people needlessly in Lebanon, people that have nothing to do with Hezbollah. That sounds something more like a position, but what I'm trying to say is that Vance is choosing his words very, very carefully, very smart, very clever, because he recognizes that in order for him to have any chance in 2028, he's going to need to appeal to the America First base. This is an unpopular war. It's still going to have economic ramifications. It already is. He needs to receive credit for solving the issue. And that does mean defending the MOU against those that are criticizing it, which is the Israelis. At the same time, if he wants to secure the nomination and Jewish support in the general election in 28, he's not going to be able to completely alienate the Israel lobby. He's going to need to reconcile them and bring them back into the fold in the end, exactly as Trump did. In 2015 and early in 2016, you could describe Trump as Israel neutral or maybe Israel critical. But by the spring and summer of 2016, he had an AIPAC donation. He had a Miriam Sheldon Adelson donation. He brought them into the fold. And Vance knows he's going to need to do exactly the same thing. He's going to need to secure the nomination, the support of the base, which means take credit for this agreement, and he needs it to succeed, which means he needs to defend it against the Israelis. But he can't defend it too hard, and he can't upset them too much, because in the end, he's going to need to bring them back in. And that's why he went on Megyn Kelly to appease the base. But he also said on Megyn Kelly that just as much as Tucker and Megyn and the rest of them are part of the coalition, so are Mark Levin and the others, John Podesta,
right,
the
right
neocons, the rest.
So the real fight is America First or Israel First. And if Israel, if it was really, oh, just help Israel out, help Israel not be destroyed by its neighbors, I'd be like, okay, that's good for stability. Abraham Accords, let's do it. It's not. It's sign on to Israel doing whatever it wants, whenever it wants, and basically taking over our government even more. So, I like Vance. I mean, before he even ran for office, once he was in office, he would give private speeches and say, Alex Jones is a great guy, and Alex Jones tells the truth. So, you can call me biased to that, but he's been a listener since reportedly high school, and he's a very smart guy, and he told me he'd had the nomination, and, you know, Trump was going to nominate him 2 months before it happened, so he told me that in confidence. So, I mean, I like Vance over Rubio. Sorry, it's just the way it is. And he's the only one that's willing to stand up to Israel in any way. And Israel needs to stand up against his own crazy leaders themselves. All right, we're going to go to break. Please remember, we're listener-supported. I only bring you products that really work. Our methylene blue, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand in the country. What it does for your hair, nails, skin, organs, it's the first 2 weeks off of any mammal. It's just a super nutrient complex, natural vaccines, peptides, you name it. It's basically what's in it. It's the mother's milk, the first 2 weeks of it. It's super concentrated. Get that. You get a great price on it. It funds the operation. Everybody should be on it. Separately, we have, this is a home run. Big Lee, took them 2 years to get it done because it's, you know, they went through a lot of processes and companies. Highest tested, highest rated carbon gravity fed filters. Beautiful 3 gallon stainless steel unit. Nobody's got stainless steel this nice. This is the highest rated filters. They sell filters that aren't even as good for $100 more. For the price they're selling this, it's a total steal. Now, the first run came in and sold out in 3 days, like I said it would. In a couple weeks, a few thousand more come in. You'll notice in about a week or so, I'm not going to plug this anymore because that next shipment will be sold out. So when you pre-order this right now, you just put yourself at the head of the line to ensure that you get it. Because when that pre-order is sold out, I'm not going to promote it till more is in, okay? So I don't normally do pre-orders, but everybody wants me to. So if you want to be at the head of the line to get this amazing new dual carbon platinum gravity-fed stainless steel water filtration system at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere, $300 for regular customers is insane, okay? For VIPs, was like $240 or something? You cannot beat that deal. Highest rating testing, thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. It is amazing. Get yours now. It is sold out, but you're pre-ordering it, locking it in that you get it for as low as, I'm sorry, for VIP, $229. I mean, they're making like $60 on that. That is insane. So everybody should be a VIP. $30 a month, get $40 spent in the store, canceling time, special deals, special offers, special sales. Everyone should be a VIP at thealexshow.com. Hour number two. Stay with us. Massive news coming up. It took them 2 years to do it. When Bigley came on as our sponsor, now the owner of the Alex Jones Network and then the main backer, I said, I want gravity-fed filters. I sent them the test from previous sponsors, and I said, these guys fell off. Their quality wasn't as good. I got rid of them. This happens to these companies. There's only out of more than 50 gravity-fed companies, 3 or 4 that have the very best filters that cut everything out. They're stainless steel, and they start cutting the quality for whatever reason. I said, I want the highest-rated stainless steel. I want a clone of these products, but even better, and I want filters rated this high or higher. They went out, took them 2 years, they did it. This is something everybody needs, everybody wants. There's a giant market of folks that know how wonderful gravity-fed filters are and know what quality is. We have all the tests published on the site. It's the best. There are companies selling filters that the stainless steel isn't as nice, anywhere close, and the filters aren't even the highest rated. They're selling the damn things for $400. They're selling units similar to ours, aren't even as good, for $500 retail, discounting at $400. These babies are $300 and even lower for VIP members. There is very small markup. The markup is not even 100% in these, okay? And when you're VIP, it's even lower. That is the best deal. This is a home run. This is the best. This is going to help hire new crew on top of the crew, extra crew. It's going to help get new reporters and hosts and the new network getting completed with all the equipment stuff. I mean, this is a big investment here. We're rebuilding our operations. We can't do it without you, so... your word of mouth for the show, alexjoneslive.com, getting the free app, sharing that with others where they can get it, alexjonesapp.com, following us on Exit Real Alex Jones, following us on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's all critical in telling others to do that. Your word of mouth, your prayer is king, but getting these products is also critical. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you because we want you to love it and be impressed with it. So we have a relationship.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.